Nevaeh Phillips is visiting Flagstaff from Second Mesa, Arizona. It's her first time lacing up ice skates, something she's always wanted to do because Nevaeh dreams of being an Olympian someday.
I want me to be a figure skater because people are going to be watching from all over the world.
Nevaeh slips and slides along on a series of interlocking plastic boards. They look like frozen water, but the material is actually similar to what cutting boards are made from.
That's when my mom told me that it was like a puzzle. I got shocked that it wasn't real ice. That's why I wanted to try it.
With traditional rinks, skaters slide on a thin layer of water on top of the ice. With synthetic rinks, lubricants, generally silicone-based, are built into the plastic. The end result is a rink that works in any weather. Flagstaff mayor and former hockey player Coral Evans likes the fact it saves water.
One of the things we as a city have stated is that we are very interested in the concept of sustainability and bringing forward projects that we feel the city would be proud of. When I was growing up, we had a seasonal ice rink. We had to wait till it got cold enough to have our sheet of ice.
Typical ice rinks can use more than 200 gallons of water every time the Zamboni makes a run to smooth out the surface. Rinks also need a permanent location, utilities, and money to maintain. Don Mason is the president of the synthetic ice company Quick Rink. He says greater accessibility is an appeal of the product.
Even in the areas that do have rinks, say the Northeast and Midwest, where natural hockey is real strong, people still have to drive sometimes 100 miles to get ice time at 11 at night or before the kids go to school because it's book solid. They can get all that practice on a synthetic surface without leaving their own house.
That's one of the reasons synthetic ice rinks have been gaining in popularity over the last few years. They're being installed in people's backyards, in public spaces, and they're even being used by some professional hockey teams for training.
It's quite responsive, and there is a hair more resistance, but for training purposes and learning how to skate, it's probably a good thing.
But it's still not the real thing, says Ariana Moreno. She's a practice skater visiting Flagstaff from Phoenix. This is her first time on synthetic ice.
It's definitely different. So when you try and slide or glide, kind of get stuck. And I think that was the hardest part. Not too bad otherwise. I think I'd just rather do the traditional.
But she can appreciate a fun new idea.
I like that it's outside for the kids. I think it's kind of good experience. They can get comfortable with it, and if they fall, I guess it doesn't hurt as much.
So while we wait on snow in Flagstaff, we don't have to wait on outdoor ice skating. For KNAU, I'm Justin Regan.